on Breakfast with Vossie, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
And holding your own too, Michelle, holding your own under a barrage. But there's been support. This is what the program's about. It's opinion. The Penrith Panthers. Let's tick off all of this. First of all, because you've got to differentiate the fines and the where we're at. Nathan Cleary, Steve Crichton. Do you think they got that right, the NRL?
Oh, they got it right. It was a bit hefty, the fine. Let me tell you, there's some social media posts doing the rounds, obviously being put out by Panthers fans this morning, but I'm being inundated in my DMs with this picture of the Melbourne Storm players rocking the trophy like a baby. Not sure what to make of that one. But anyway, look, you know, move on. I don't think there was much in it. Yep, whatever.
Okay, now we get to the other component here, Tyrone May. Now, it's not just a fine. The club stand him down. Now, I do ask the question again. I've asked it a number of times this morning. Stood down. Stood down from what?
I agree.
It's the off-season. Like, what is that actual... What are we meant to read into that? Is that meant to be, oh, well done, Penrith. That's hard. That's very, very stiff action there. And what does that mean, stood down in the off-season?
And also, has he been stood down for what? Have they actually come out and said? Because, you know, what is it? Yeah, very mixed messages there. Unsure.
All right. Do you think that we will reach... I'll push you one more on this one. From what you've heard and what you know, and you are close to the Penrith club, do you think we'll have a decision, as in the next week, on Tyrone May's future pass this season?
Look, there's some internally there's some very frustrated people, so I expect that sort of I don't expect the board meeting to, you know, be happening when they get around to it. I'm sure it'll be sort of brought forward. They need to make a decision on his future. He's definitely at a crossroads, whether he is sacked or not. Whether I go back to the point where I think we need to go back to the very beginning of this, and the club said he was put through, you know, programs, education, counselling. That hasn't worked because he obviously didn't get the message. And what else is going on in his head that he kind of felt that it was okay to put, you know, such a post out? You know, there's a victim involved in this. It's bigger, as you say, it's bigger than the club. I just think it goes back to way back then. What's happened? Where mixed messages by the education program. Was there one? Was there not? I know we had to do community work. We talked about it in the last hour, picking up dog's poo in a park, which he found quite humiliating. Yeah, it's a crazy situation.
I don't think, look, I do have to say, in light of that, that Tyrone may have found that humiliating. I'd say the victim in the video was more humiliated than Tyrone walking in a hoodie picking up dog poo at a park. But anyway, that one I'm going to leave there because I think we're still going to be talking about Tyrone May in a week's time. But somewhere along the line, some statements and whether it's Tyrone himself need to clarify a few things about where he's at and if he actually gets it. And I say that open-ended. Does he get it? Does he really get it, Tyrone May? Because the perception is of most that he just doesn't. He's just not in the real world here. Ben Simmons, does he get it? I think the question, the answer to that one, that's a rhetorical question. He don't get it. Or he does get it.
I just feel like he's being... I just feel like he's being a little bit of a five-year-old, a bit of a spoil sport, standing in the corner with his arms crossed. I mean, to turn up at training, just when there's a team involved here, that's what I find difficult. You know, they're all about to start. They've got the big season opener against New Orleans and he's rocking up with his mobile phone in his pocket. It just looks ugly. It's just not – he's not a team player. He obviously doesn't want to be there. That's well documented. But for mine, you know, I'd be sort of putting in all the effort I could in the preseason, getting out there on the court, showing what I'm capable of, and then, you know, even possibly upping your trade value. But a confusing part for me is that the coach, Doc Rivers, he sort of thinks that they can move on from this. He said that he wasn't a distraction yesterday. I find that hard to believe, that one of your star players is not contributing, but it you know, hasn't impacted. I just think Ben needs to take a good look at himself. And we do talk about the role model situation, that he is a role model to kids and you know, he shouldn't be acting out like this, because that's what it is, acting out. But again, I maintain that that opens the conversation in my household to stop being a brat and a five-year-old and grow up and put in the hard yards and be a team player.
It's a brat. Yeah, be the man that others want to play with is a good slogan that, you know, you like to pass on to your kids, don't you? But This is a brat with a very, very healthy bank balance as well. I don't know whether, you know, the kid might say, yeah, but you know what? He gets well looked after. He's got all the stuff. So you've got to have that discussion. Now, this is a great story for community sport. What the New South Wales government, there's been pressure put on. We were talking about a 200 cap limit at community sport, and we argued the other day, said, how's that, you know, like for netball that has, you know, 20, 30 courts side by side, 200 means they can only have, you know, a handful of games, literally. Well, sanity has prevailed, and that cap has been lifted fivefold.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It was 200 at the start of the week, and it was a real, I guess, common sense approach. In the end, it was Netball New South Wales that led the way. Athletics Australia, they sort of backed, or Little Athletics, they backed that up. So now we can have up to 1,000 people outside at a gathering, at a sports gathering. So it means Nan and Pop don't have to stay home. We can pop them in the car and bring them along, which is always a bonus. But look, this was a result. They used the example of the Everest on the weekend where there was 10,000 people in and around a sporting event. And look, I felt a little bit guilty. I think we've mentioned that before. I was there at the Everest, and to think that you couldn't rock up on the weekend and to see your children, you know, play and enjoy sport, that's a tough one. So the New South Wales government, they sort of certainly pulled their socks up on this one, and it's a win-win for everybody, and I'm really glad that we all pushed it.
Yes. Now, Michelle, we have a listener out there that hasn't put their name on the text but says, hi, Vossie and Michelle, love the show so much. I've got a little joke to say. I could be the SEN fun jokester and host's assistant. So the person's given themselves a rap. Katie Brown, your predecessor, used to rate the jokes of Jay the Bookman and normally came out with a 5.5. So you have to rate this. This is what has been sent to me. It's a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Andrew.
Andrew who?
Andrew all over the wall.
Oh, dear.
What you scored out of 10? That's our listener. That's our listener who wants to give themselves a rap. Said, I could be the SEN fun jokester. It says, and host's assistant. I'm going to say no chance.
Do you have a backup job?
Yeah, there you go. That's enough said.
But thanks for your contributions.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Thank you for your contribution. That's wonderful. I don't know where that came from.
Effort.
Like this person. But there you go. That's the last you're going to hear of SEN's fun jokester. Michelle, not the last you're going to hear of you. You'll be back on 6:30 tomorrow morning.
See you nice, bright and early. Have a good day.
Have a great day. Channel 7's Michelle Bishop doing the sports updates right here on Breakfast with Vossie 1170 SEN.